The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yehoshua Grunwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Lakewood, New Jersey, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Nidorim Daf Pei Aleph. The Gemara over here says, Umipnei ma in metzuyin tamidei chachamim lotis tamidei chachamim bibneim. The Gemara asks the question, why is it that it's not common that the children that Talmidei Chachamim should have children that are Talmidei Chachamim? So the Gemara gives numerous terutzim. Rabbi Yosef says the terutz in order that people shouldn't say that Torah is a Yerusha, Torah is an inheritance. Rav Sheshes Brei Dev Idi says the terutz in order that they shouldn't have Gaiva and Yisgadu ala Tzibur. They shouldn't be Noik Sirara when they see that it's a heritage, it goes in a lineage, that it's father, son, so they'll start acting with a certain rulership. And Marzutra says, because they actually do so, and that's why they're not zoicha, that they should have Talmidei Chacham. The way Rashi says it is that since it's for sure, he's just adding to what the Man Amar before said, he's saying not that it might happen, but it actually does happen, that they start acting with rulership over another, and therefore the Hashem makes that the children of Talmidei Chachamim are not so commonly Talmidei Chachamim. If Ashi says a different Eretz, because they call people Chamri, then the Mevaz other people, so Memele, that's why they're not zoicha to such a thing. Yevina says she'im mevorachim b'toyra tchila, because they don't say a bracha and Torah before they learn Torah. Continues the Gemara. The Amar of Yehuda Marav, if Yehuda says in the name of Rav, mind this, if that is the pasuk says mi ha'ish ha'chacham miviyavin ezois, who is a smart person and understands the following? Dover Zed, the Gemara explains, Dover Zed Nishan Lechachamim V'Ninivim V'Lei Peshu. There's something that's wondrous that was asked to the Chachamim, it was asked to the Nevi'im, and they didn't explain it until HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself explained it. And what is it? How did HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself explain it? Hashem said the reason is because they did not make a bracha. The Gemara is saying, in other words, is that there's one man, the Omer, that says the reason why it's not common for Talmidei Chachamim to have children, Talmidei Chachamim, is because they don't make a bracha of Birchas HaTorah. And the Gemara says a similar thing is that the reason for the Churban, Beis HaMikdash, Churban Bayis Rishon, is because they did not make a Birchas HaTorah. And the Gemara, the way the Gemara says it, is that this thing was asked to the Chachamim, was asked to Nevi'im, the Nevi'im, Chachamim and Nevi'im were both wondering, why was it that the first Beis HaMikdash was destroyed until HaKadosh Baruch himself had to explain the reason was because they did not make a Birchas HaTorah. So there are numerous questions in understanding this Gemara. One that Rand discusses right over here on the place, and that is, how is it that the Chachamim and Nevi'im were not able to understand why the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed until Hashem explained it? If you want to tell me that the Chachamim and Nevi'im did not see that there's anything going on that the people did wrong, so to that we needed, it was necessary that Hashem himself should explain it, something that the Chachamim and Nevi'im couldn't see. If that's the case, then what's the answer? The answer was that they didn't make a bracha. They didn't make a Birchas HaTorah. The Chachamim and Nevi'im could have also seen that they didn't make a Birchas HaTorah. So why couldn't the Chachamim and Nevi'im see this on their own? So to this the Ran explains that the Gemara does not mean simply that they did not make a Birchas HaTorah. It means a dynamic of Birchas HaTorah with Kavana, with Lishma. They weren't learning Torah Lishma, and they weren't having Kavod for the Torah, and because of that, it was considered as if they didn't make a Birchas HaTorah, although they did. So this is something that they couldn't see. The Chachamim and Nevi'im couldn't see. It's not possible to know what's going on in another person's heart. And so the Chachamim and Nevi'im did not know that the people were not learning Torah Lishma. And that they weren't learning Torah, they weren't making a Birchas HaTorah with the Kavana, with the appreciation of learning Torah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to explain that what was going on in people's hearts, that because people in their hearts weren't learning Torah Lishma and appreciating the Torah, that's why there was Churban Bayis Rishon. That's one kasha with the Teretz of the Ran. But there are numerous other questions that likely you are thinking about. And these questions are discussed by many Achrayim. I will quote from the Chidah in the Sefer Av as David, that he goes through this. But really many Achrayim say a very similar, ask these questions and say very similar answers. And the questions are as follows. Number one, Bishlama, I can understand why, if somebody doesn't learn Torah Lishma and doesn't make a Birchas HaTorah with the full appreciation of Torah, so that's why they're not zoicha to have children Talmid HaChamim. For somebody to have children Talmid HaChamim, they need to have a schos. And if they're not zoicha, so then they won't have children Talmid HaChamim. So if they didn't respect Torah properly, they were mimait in the covet of Torah, so they didn't have that schos to have children who were Talmid HaChamim. So why is it so that that's a reason for there to be a Churban Beis HaMikdash? Is it an Aveira? They didn't have respect. They should have had more respect. But because they didn't learn Torah with a full Lishma, because they said Birchas HaTorah, but they didn't say the Birchas HaTorah with a full appreciation, because of that, that's a reason why the Beis HaMikdash should be destroyed? How do we understand that? That's first of all. And second of all, the Gemara here is saying that the reason for the first Churban Beis HaMikdash was because they didn't make a Birchas HaTorah, which the Ran explains with a full appreciation, which was a siman they weren't learning Torah Lishma. There's Midrashim and Gemaras that say explicitly that the reason for the first Churban Bayis was because they were Oivir Avidah Zorah, Gilei Ra'ayis, and Shvichas Domim. So why does the Gemara ask as a question, Al Na'ov Do Oretz, Mi Oish HaChochem V'yomen HaSois, nobody knew why there's a Churban Beis HaMikdash, and the answer is because of Birchas HaTorah. L'chair it's not so. L'chair there's Midrashim and Gemaras that there were Averis of Avidah Zorah, Gilei Ra'ayis, and Shvichas Domim. The question shouldn't be a question, and the answer shouldn't be an answer based on the other Gemaras and the other Midrashim. As I frak the Chidah, answers the Chidah that it's true. Havade, it's fakert. One question answers the other question. It's true, of course, like the Chazal say, during this man Bayis Rishon, they had big Averois of Avodah Zorah, Gilei Ra'ayis, and Shvichas Domim. And that wasn't the question, what Avera was there, why there was a Churban Bayis. That the Churban Bayis was because of that. The question of the Gemara was as follows. Why was it that Klal Yisrael came to do such Averois? Klal Yisrael, who are children of the Ovis, with such a Torah and Neshama, and they're Isaac and Torah, and Torah is Mevatli Tahara, Torah is Tavlin, Torah is Matzal a person. If a person learns Torah Lishma, it's Matzal a person from being from Averis, for sure Averis Chamurais, How could they have come to such averus chamurois if they were oisik ba Torah? The people in Bais Yishin, they were kisayin the learning Torah, they weren't mevatel from Torah, nobody saw them being mevatel from Torah. So frag the Gemara, how is it shaykh that people came to averus chamurois? And how is it shaykh that the oisik ba Torah wasn't helping to save them? So in that the Gemara answers, al ozmer es tayrafi, v'shamu v'koyli, that since they didn't learn Torah with the proper kavon on lishma, they didn't learn Torah with the proper appreciation, so the Torah didn't, such Torah doesn't have the kayach to be megan and matzul, and because of that they came to those averus. So it comes out if he's there, the avada not having kavon lishma, not having the appreciation, is not such an avera that would cause korban bayis. The korban bayis was caused because of the averus gedolus. Narvas, the reason why, and that's how this gemara stems with other chazals. Avada, they had all the averus. The gemara's kasha was, how could it have happened that they were nichshol in these averus? So he states in Chido. Perhaps the similar mahalach could be based on what the Chofetz Chaim writes in Sefer Shmiras Halosh in Shara Torah Paragimel. And he says, whoever kala oisik ba Torah, the Gemara says in Brachis, kala oisik ba Torah meichin le'lachol evi noisav, shenemet b'chesed emes uchu baravayim. There's another Gemara in Brachis. So one Gemara says in Brachis, whoever is Isaac in Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Meichel Lehem all their Averus. Another Gemara, someone's Isaac in Torah, someone learns Torah, he doesn't have Yisurim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu removes from him Yisurim. Says the Chavetz Chaim further, If a person learns Gemara, even if he's Chai Misa B'dei Shamayim, the Medrash Rabbi says in Parashat Kedoshim, Nichshol Adam Ba'aveir, if a person is Nichshol Ba'aveir, Mayasiv Yichya, what could he do and live? If Hoya Lomud, Likar is Daf Echad, he's used to learning one Daf, Yikar Shnayim, should learn two Dafim. If Hoya Lomud Nishna is Parak Echad, Yikar Shnayim, he's used to learning one Parak, he should learn two Parakim. You see, the Medrash says, Chazal say, that learning Torah could save from Misa B'dei Shamayim. So the same lines of the Chido, we could explain the Gemara based on the Shmiras Halashon also, that the Gemara is asking, of course, the Averus, the Churban Bayis came because of these Averus Chamuris. That's not the question. The question was, even if they did such Averus, but why wasn't the Schus HaTorah Megan or Matzel? Even if someone does Averus Achmona Letzlah, not that HaKadosh Baruch is a veteran Chas V'Shalom, but there's a certain Koyach in Torah, they can be matzel somebody, can be megan and matzel from Yisurim. So in that, the Gemara said a teretz because they weren't oisik in Torah lishma. They weren't oisik Torah with this proper appreciation. And only that HaKadosh Baruch could see. May we be zoicha to learn Torah with a full appreciation. May mevarach Torah with a full appreciation. Learn Torah with a full lishma. Be zoicha to be nitzel both from Chas v'shalom Yisurim, and both to be nitzel from Chas v'shalom Averis, and we should be zeicha to zikul l'shem l'shleimah b'karev.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.